So that's agenda item seven, agenda item eight, discussion and possible recommendation, excuse me, to the Brazos Group on forum and format of future Brazos G meetings. So Brazos G, BRA is our administrator, our political subdivision. We meet in their facilities. Other regional water planning groups are opening up and having in-person meetings only now. And it's beginning to be more and more. BRA, we've had this meeting, open meeting, and I don't want to talk out of turn, so you stop me if I say something wrong, David. I've discussed this with David, and y'all are basically ready to open back up to in-person meetings. Matt hadn't given us anything new, has he? So there was no, basically no language that was voted on and approved to give us the option of having virtual and in-person meetings. I don't expect the governor's recension of not meeting in person to last forever. So my recommendation to y'all, and I want to run it past y'all for the whole group, is for our forum and format to go back to in-person meetings.
Can we, I'm more than ready to go back to in-person. In fact, we've just about everything we're doing now in Bell County is in-person to a large degree. But we've also retained what I would call hybrid approach, which we mentioned in some other deals, where if the technology exists, I meant to ask this before the meeting started, are we live streaming out? Is this?
Yes.
Yes, so.
Yes.
Is that camera on?
This one is not on. We have one up here at the front right there.
That one is on.
And that one is active.
Okay, and where is it going?
It is going to everybody in the Teams call currently.
In the Teams call, okay.
We do have the option to publicly stream any meeting.
Gotcha. So it's going to folks that have been invited to the meeting?
Yes, that's correct.
That's not technically an open meeting, is what I would say. But the my question is, from a technology standpoint, if we could do both, you know, allow for in person, but for those who do want to participate, provided your technology. I mean, we just spent, you know, some of our COVID money to refit our commissioner's courtroom so that we could handle both in person and virtual meetings and allow participation virtually or in person. And so it's worked. A little bit of growing pains associated with that in terms of making it all work, but it has worked. And so that would be my thought, is at least for maybe some period of time at the beginning, if we could offer that virtual option for some folks. And the other thing I think about is, you know, I think there are some things that hopefully after all of this is really over, we go back to whatever normal used to be. But on the other hand, there are some things that have come out of it that I think are beneficial. And one of those is the use of technology and the ability to meet and do business without having to be in person. There's no substitute in my mind for in person in many instances. There just isn't. The technology, I think everybody's gotten very comfortable with it to a large degree. And for an organization or a board like this that stretches 37 counties long,
takes you 4 hours to get here.
Using the technology to assist some of those folks for a variety of reasons is not necessarily a bad thing. So my thought would be yes, but maybe do hybrid for a little while and see how that works. And maybe that doesn't work.
Are you using Teams, or are you using different piece of software?
No, my tech folks decided to buy the most expensive software.
Oh, okay. I'm using the free stuff. So, go to meeting.
Yeah. Well, or Zoom. There's all kinds of free stuff out there. But no, we use something called LifeSize. But it doesn't matter. To me, the platform is, it's kind of like, and I was thinking about this as our engineering firms were here today. You know, I think all of them are technically competent to do the work that needs to be done. I didn't have any questions about that, any of that. The same thing with these platforms. I think when you get talking about the top five or six platforms, they're all technically competent to do the meeting business that you want to do. But that would be my thought. But I'm okay with just, if you just want to go in person, that's fine. What I don't want to do is go back to virtual only. I don't want to go there.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think when I looked at the governor's executive order, read through it, because these kinds of questions have come up in our office as well. While it kind of rescinded the mask order, it just said, but use good judgment. And then I married that with the CDC mask grid that came up. And I'm sort of in the same realm as you, David, that we might want to ease the transition. I don't want virtual only, but I think we need to ease that transition just in case, because there seem to be more variants coming out. The last thing you want is to have to go back to virtual. And so I think, you know, letting people have some degree of freedom to mask, social distance, I don't know what kinds of things it would look like, but those may be things that we need clarity on as we move toward, so as you say, some sense of normalcy.
Riley, jump in here if I say something that's wrong. I'm okay with this group going to a hybrid. I think we can pull that off. What I can't do as a governmental entity is require people social distance or wear a mask any longer. I think that's what the governor has clarified. But if this group wants to allow the option of having a some type of hybrid meeting, we can work that.
Yeah, I think that's been kind of my understanding as well, David. To be honest, I'm a little bit fuzzy on that. Talking to Laura Lee, that seemed to be her understanding of what the governor said. But I agree, we could move this. We could do some kind of hybrid. I mean, because at the moment, the governor's order is still in place, so it allows us to be able to meet flexibly as we've been doing. And as you, my only concern, and I think kind of it happened with this meeting, what I didn't want to see us do was move straight here in a committee meeting to all back to normal, when 2 weeks later we're going to then attempt to avail ourselves of the governor's order for a virtual meeting with the whole group. I didn't think that was probably something we should do, but I think easing in, I don't see a problem with that if that's the direction you all want to take.
Okay.
The order is still in place, so I think there's a lot of flexibility there.
Yeah, Riley, David Blackburn here. I agree. That, at least that's the way we've been handling it in our jurisdiction. But do you know, this is a little off topic but related, in the legislative session, and I didn't follow any of the open meetings, if any legislation or bills that were proposed.
None of it got passed, I don't think.
But there was some dialogue, at least early in the session, I thought, about trying to codify the governor's order to allow virtual meetings and extend it beyond just his emergency declaration. Do you know if any of that made its way through the legislature?
I have no idea.
It's my understanding that most of that died as it got more mature.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can't confirm that, David.
I think you're correct.
That being said, I mean, there are options for holding meetings via video conference and so forth, but there's certain, you know, there's certain specific, I think, thresholds you have to meet in order to be able to do that. But and all that got waived, which kind of allows everybody to just meet virtually during this while the proclamation is in effect.
Yeah, and it goes without question that an entity with the governor's order, his executive order, cannot mandate what you do. It's just in the subtext of that order you have, but everybody please exercise good judgment and care, sure, and social distance. So it's kind of hard to marry those. But I don't think there's any debate that, David, is that a crown on your head already? David cannot.
Yes. No, it's a ball.
King David. He cannot mandate what one would do in terms of having a mask or really it goes to it, order anybody to do any of the steps that one had been talking about before once the governor's order, current order, dies. So it really is a question of making sure that VRA is following the mandates from the state and not getting sideways with that.
When do we think our next meeting is?
23rd.
Of June.
June.
June. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you had said that that was going to be virtual. Did you tell me that that was probably going to be a virtual meeting?
She may have.
You didn't get the memo?
I didn't get our message out to our entire staff until last week about our staffing plan and no travel restrictions and no meeting restrictions and all that stuff. So if you talked to Pam before, probably last Thursday, she didn't have that message.
Okay.
I was going to say, this has been evolving. I've taken a poll for meeting date and for like June, and I think I told everybody it would be virtual, and yeah, that's changed.
No, that's fine. The only reason I was asking about the date for the next meeting is and I don't have any crystal ball or anything else, but the sense I'm getting is that I don't know how much longer the governor's orders are going to be in place.
That's what I told David.
My sense is sometime this summer, I don't know when, this if I had to guess, but sometime this summer, all that's gone.
So it makes sense. He keeps taking them away, what he did.
And so that's why I was asking.
We wake up tomorrow and we can't do virtual, then we'll just.
Exactly.
It's much easier for us to not do virtual than it is to do, or hybrid than it is to do a hybrid. So we would just adjust.
So that's the caveat that goes out to the
function
meeting is we're going to try to do hybrid, provided we're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do at the next meeting.
Yeah, the language would be under current orders. That way.
The day prior to our meeting is the day I go back to my doctor to decide whether I get this hand out of this case. Yeah.
The reason I ask is because there is a provision in whatever it is, code 551, where you can have both in person and video, but it's different requirements, et cetera, than what we're under now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much more stringent, et cetera. And so that's the reason I brought it up, because just like you said, Judge Blackburn, I don't think he's going to leave that up there forever. It's going to change.
It won't.
I just wanted us to be prepared and get the group prepared so we can kind of ease back in. So this 23rd meeting, we'll do both, and we'll continue with that. I don't know when the next one will be after 23rd, and we'll see what transpires, what the language is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right? That's
okay. Whatever. I'm just trying to get a feel for, because I can be here on the 23rd. It's just I'll leave my doctor's office at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and I'll have to drive down here for it. So we'll make it.
You can video dial in.
Yeah.
Just like they did today.
Yeah.
All right.
The only issue you have to worry about is if you had to go in an executive session, you have to make sure that.
So the way we do that is those people that would be invited to the executive session, they get a different call-in number.
Okay.
And we disconnect from open session. You call into the closed, and then you have to disconnect and call back into open.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
That's how we've done it.
See,
takes 5 minutes here and five minutes there.
I hadn't run into that issue, but I knew that'd be an issue. Okay, fair enough. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a
mediation. I'm going to give you my personal opinion before we move to the next one. My personal opinion, y'all all sit as overboards too. It's much easier for me to conduct this meeting with just everybody here than it is trying to do both.
The virtual meetings and the hybrid meetings are extremely difficult to facilitate.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be watching, you've got a screen at the dais now, mm-hmm. Where I've got to be watching the audience. I got to watch the dais for the voting members. And then I have to watch that screen.
Exactly.
And I still have a clerk who will hand me notes about, okay, this person is signed up to speak, they're virtual. You've got to look at the chat box. There's just tons of stuff going on. It's much easier just to say, everybody in the room is here. This is who we're going to talk
about. Is that clerk for hire? I don't have one in my office.
I'm elected.
When I'm presiding.
I run the sound system at church. pastor once told me that all the demons are in the sound system. And
oh, they are.
They come out whenever the service starts.
But you're right. It is much more complex to do it virtually.
Yeah,
it is.
And I don't have a clerk to hand
your little notes. You got Gail.
Well, no, not in my office. I do here. That's why I like it here. All right. Thank y'all for your input. I appreciate it.